Hello, everyone. So you know you're officially in the tribe when there is a Facebook Live when I have no makeup on, not wearing a bra. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt that the tribe members gave me. This is the Don't Stop Believing Elders. They sent me a t-shirt, so I'm wearing that today. And I was listening to a book this morning. I am reading Atomic Habits by James Clear. I'm actually buying the book also because it's like the first chapter is amazing. So I was like, well, I'm getting the whole thing. And then as I was doing that, I was reading through your Facebook group, responding to a few things. And a couple of concepts really stood out to me that I actually was listening to a coaching call also of my mentor coaching someone else on mindset. So it brought all this home and I was like, I really should go into the tribe and just do a quick talk on it. I don't want to make this one a super long one of answering 1,001 questions. I'll be happy to come back in a minute and answer some questions if you guys need me to, but I want to keep this tight and concise on this one topic. And so basically, one of the things that we're doing here at PMP Tribe is we are not like just trying to teach you a new system. I am providing you with the basics. The basics are the four things, right? We all know it's our sleep, it's our water, it's our 24-hour plan. We're eating according to the hunger scale. And you're going to learn all about that. That is going to provide you with a system change. So I want you guys to think about habits. They come in like... when I say habits, I don't just mean like what you do. There's three types of thinking that goes along with it. And we heavily focus on one area in tribe that you're usually never exposed to in real life. All right. The very first thing that a lot of people do is, like you've set a goal weight or, you want to do something and people change kind of how they do a little bit around like what they want. So there's like the want part of a habit. Like I'm going to start wanting this thing. Then there's the systems habit, which is when I give you the four basics in a planner, this is you learning how to start implementing new changes into your current habits, right? And that's hard enough as it is. That's like the first one's really not require a lot of action. It's just like a lot of people will, this is my business journal. A lot of people will do a lot of goal setting at the first of the year. It's 2019, I'm a GAD. So they'll do like their goal setting and they'll write out all these things they're gonna do this year, right? That's like first phase stuff. That is the easiest thing. It feels, guys, uber ass productive. It feels like you are doing something for yourself. All you're really doing is taking your brain and you're tethering it to where you would like to go. But you haven't laid down the foundation of how you'll get there yet. That's why a lot of people fail at goals is because they set goals and they get motivated and they get excited and they do a lot of stuff around that, but they never actually figure out their systems part that has to change. And then the third part we haven't even talked about yet, which is the hardest part of it all. So that's number one. Number two comes in where we start implementing basics. We start teaching you food prep. We start teaching you these things to do in order to lose weight. So that's going to require you going in and doing things different than you've done. That will bring up the third part, which is it's going to go against your belief systems. That's the value of you being in here and not just somebody out there listening to the podcast and praying to God the groupies are going to help you. Because I want you to think about this. When you are like in the groupies and you are asking for help, you're going to get a lot of systems work. But if you're having a hard time implementing your systems, it's because your belief system side is not being re-engineered and retooled. A lot of you are going through that today. You have a goal. You wanted to join the tribe. You got in. You want to lose weight. All these things have happened. Step two, you're starting to get introduced to the system. Now you're starting to feel overwhelmed because your belief system is starting to come into play. You haven't stepped into the new identity yet. The new version of you that makes all this stuff happen. If you're going to try to implement new systems from the old version of you, it makes it doubly hard. So we will be working really hard on that part the next few weeks. So as you're going through No BS, and I'm going to tell you right now, tribe members, for those of you who've been around a while, y'all need to be listening to this because this is the stuff we're going to be covering this month in detail. So the short version that I want all of you to have today, okay? Because I know that there is a collective pressure of January 1 of 2019. I'm not saying it's a fact. I'm just saying I know what a lot of people are thinking right now. Today, I just want you to suspend your belief that you are the old version of you. That today, that you are going to do things even when it feels scary and hard and doubtful. I have read several old tribe members say that they've been around for a year. They haven't done jack shit. They've listened to everything and they love the thought work and they like being here. Sorry, my busy cow's going off like crazy. They love all of it. My calendar is literally giving me 400 notifications. They love all this stuff, right? But they're not applying it. And they're not applying it because of old belief systems. One person, I can't remember who it was. I want to say it might have been really Regina Lowell. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm trying to go by memory. Who said she sees it working for other people, but she hangs on to this belief. There's just no way it could be that simple. Well, if your belief, if you're not retooling the belief side that it could literally be that simple, then no, when you have simple things to do, you complicate it by overeating. You start making it harder than it needs to be. You won't write down plans so that you can feel like it can't be that simple for you. Like it just won't work. So we want to be working on the last part, which is who you are as a person. So I'm going to like shortcut all of you to that person today. We're not going to, I promise you, I'm not going to tell you this and you're all going to be like, oh my God, I'm a new person. I don't even need to stay. Your old version of you will want to be whack-a-mole, like a crazy person, okay? But what I want you guys to think about is, and I talked about this in one of the Facebook Lives when I was running the Back to Basics. One of the hardest concepts to get you guys to understand is that the version of you that loses all of their weight, every single pound started where you are right now. It's absolutely true, and there's zero way that that is not where she had to start. Zero. Because if you're going to be a success story like me, like Lindsay, like Missy, and like countless other people in the tribe, every one of them had a day where they started, where they didn't know things, where they were having to watch and listen to videos over and over again, where they had to overeat and figure out what to do next. They had to like go into the Facebook group and feel like they know no one. Like if you're a tribal elder, there was a time when you were the newbie and there were other tribal elders who were like, oh my gosh, the Facebook group is so busy today. All that, they had to do that. Your today is just your future self's reality. So I want you guys to like set aside fear, doubt, insecurity, all that kind of stuff. Let us all pretend for a moment we've lost our weight. And you ask her, all right, remember on January 1 when you were like so afraid that you didn't know where to go after you started orientation. Like, oh my gosh, I don't understand. It says to start the success path. Should I or shouldn't I? Oh my gosh, my husband is like freaking out that I paid money and I just ate a donut. Whatever it may be, right? I want you to go to your future self and I want you to ask her, on that day, what are you thinking now about that? Like her opinion of today, I want you to think of what her answer would be. I'm going to tell you, like, when I look back at my old future, my old self, my 250-pound self, I just think, oh my gosh, she's totally going to nail this. She is going to, like, figure out how to clean up her brain. I know there's going to be days she cries and stuff, but she is going to figure this out. Like, that future self person is so confident because she's gotten there. She is out there. That is one of the hardest concepts for all of you to do, because you're clinging to who you are now, and who you are now is not working well, or you would already have the results you want with your weight. There's nothing wrong with letting that person go. The insecure version of you just wants to keep you insecure. For some reason, she thinks it's so much better. We don't need to know why. We don't need to, like, get lost in therapy and all this other kind of stuff over it. We just need to understand that's what we've been doing. If you trust the version of you who loses all of her weight, who says, okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, I know you overate on day one. You don't need to make a big deal out of it. Like, this is how we roll now. What we do when we overeat is we process it and we move on. We just keep doing things and we ask for help and stuff. If you'll just do that, you'll be golden. Like, in her mind, it's not a catastrophe. It's not like panic in the streets, buildings are burning, cats and dogs living together. Like, it's none of that. But when you sit around and you think about it, like, let's say it's day one and you've overate, or it's day one and you're like, I don't even know which button to push on the website yet. If you ask the version of you today, she is like, oh my God, cats and dogs are living together, mass hysteria. We don't want to talk to her. We want to take care of her. You need to, like, grab her up, give her a hug, tell her to sit down, and we're going to let future version of ourself make a few decisions for a while. There's not going to be any kind of, like, catastrophe that happens if you just decide to start practicing believing that you're going to get there. The best way to practice believing you're going to get there is do what she says, even when you're scared. When you and scaredy cat over here, self, the present self, let her take the lead. The thing I will tell you is that if you fail, if you mess up, you are not going to feel worse than if you sit around now, pre-failing, pre-worrying, pre-panicking, going to overwhelm and stuff. You're not going to feel better. You need to learn how to feel those things and move forward. That's life. That's what helps you lose your weight. I promise you. So I'm reading a lot on that book. You're going to be hearing a lot about it this month. In fact, I've got the audio and the book version coming, so I can take notes. As my tribe knows, as my tribe, now y'all are my tribe. I have old school books like this with pages and pages of notes that I take as I study. And then I create little lessons, little lives, little all kinds of things for you guys. I'm going to run through here real quick just to see if there's anything in particular about this to talk about. If not, I can come. Well, actually, I tell you what, I won't come back. I don't want to steal Miss Kathy's sunshine. She has coach's hours tonight. I know I look rough, y'all. Sorry. I have had a shower. But she has coach's hours tonight. I think they start at, I'll tell you shortly, it's Tuesday, January 1st, from 6 until 8 p.m. If you show up on Zoom and you want to be able to come on camera and get coached and work through something, all you have to do is show up and raise your hand, and she will give you all the information and stuff, and you just go through there. And then, 6 to 8 Central Time, everyone. And all you have to do is log into pnptribe.com. Scroll down. There's a calendar right there with all the links. All you have to do is click one link on Zoom. If you're on your iPad, if you're on your computer, even if you're on your phone, it will launch everything for you. So no worries. And they have an app if you prefer to use an app. It's free. You can download that about 15 minutes before it starts, and it makes things easier. And can you go on the call and just watch? You absolutely can. You do not have to get coached. A lot of people just sit back with a notebook. They take notes on coaching. And then it is Central Time. Everything is always central here in PNP. We live by the Central Time Zone. The other thing is that once it's over, We will have it up in replays within 24 hours. So all the calls that my Q&A that I did yesterday is already in the Private Member Podcast. It is in the video replays now on pmptribe.com for you guys. Let's see. If there's anything that I need to answer. The book that I'm reading is called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I'm going to add this to my kit store. That's kit.com/fitandfat, phitnphat. No hyphens. And I think that's about it. I'm scared that I'm not scared. What the fuck? Not everybody is. So you will learn as we go through this, Tracy, and everyone will learn that we have like circumstances and then we have thoughts. So you join the tribe, you may be motivated and stuff because your thought is, finally, this makes sense. Or I'm so ready to do this. Whatever it may be, for some of you, you're like excited and motivated and giddy and stuff. But there's a collective bunch that are not. This is how we know it's always how we think, guys, and it's not just how it is. I don't give a damn how long you've been overweight. It's because Tracy is sitting over here like, boom, I'm loving it. This is amazing. And then some of us are like, oh my God, what the fuck did I do to myself? That's how we know it's always a thought. Because if it was like a fact that you're supposed to be overwhelmed when you come in or whatever, it's always how you're thinking when somebody else feels different. Think about that. If somebody, guys, it is the same. I know this is going to sound so outrageous when I say it. Let's say there's a dude and he's not so nice to his wife. He says very strongly worded things to her all the time. There are men in the world who believe that that's the way it's supposed to be. And they just think that's okay. That's how we know that sentences that come out of the mouths of husbands, we all have thoughts about it. You may want to think he's a complete asshole and I don't want to be married to him, but that's your choice. So I always like to use those extreme examples so that we can really understand that when we like do something just as simple as think about our success on losing weight, like we all are going to start the No BS success path this month. Some of you feel excited. Some of you feel scared. We know that you're not broken, no matter if you're on the scared side or overwhelmed side, because some people can feel excitement. It doesn't mean you're broken. It means we want to work on the thought that you have about it so that you get to feel willing, competent, curious, motivated, ready. Like we want to move you into more feelings that move you forward. So that's why I like to do these little chats with you guys when I notice kind of the temperature of some of the room. I'm not saying like all of you feel this way. When my girls are like, I just always know this period is like this. And I do want to give a shout out to the tribal elders. You guys are doing such an amazing job of going in there and really just helping people understand how normal it is. And for a lot of you, you just need to know what you're feeling right now is normal. For those of you who are like balls out excited, that's normal. For those of you who are like balls in scared, that's also normal. There's going to be about half of us feeling one way and half another. But we have people here that will help on either side. They'll either like whoop you up and stuff, or they will help you figure out where to go, what to do, and all that kind of stuff. And me and the coaches are working today. So we're in and out all day long. I know that I've been watching the coaches talk about the things that they want to cover and stuff. So it's, you know, we're here to support you guys. We want to make sure that you're feeling very supported, that you get started off on the right foot. You do not need to sit in any overwhelm. You do not need to sit in confusion. You do not need to sit and feel like you're the only one. You don't need to feel like it's not for you. None of those things. All of that is stuff that if you want to feel it, just own that you feel it. But it doesn't have to be that way. We are here to help you and we will help you. Let's see. I kind of feel like there's an alternate reality version of me already at goal weight. And now I'm doing the stuff to get the current me to meet up with my future self. That's exactly what's happening.
Most of us never take the time to think about our future self, to dream of our future self, to align ourselves with our future selves. Guys, every time you're feeling like not competent or off your game, I don't care how long you've been in tribe, you should always say like, all right, the version of me that has succeeded, and you're going to have to fight your brain that wants to say, no, there's not that version. Yes, there is. Just say like, there's nothing wrong with pretending for a minute that she's out there. What does she think about this right now? She probably is always looking at you and thinking, honey, if you only knew, you so can do this. She knows you can because she experienced it. She knew what it took to move forward. Ask her about it. Don't deny her wisdom for the lies your past is telling you. Your past wants you to stay the same. It will tell you anything you want to hear in order to get you to stay the same. Your past doesn't get a vote anymore. It gets to offer you knowledge. It gets to offer you wisdom on where to go. If it's not doing that, it doesn't get a vote anymore. I'm a simpleton about my future self that I lack a vision of where and what I want to be. Holly, I would write about your future self every day then. The only way to get smarter about her is to start engaging with her. That's all it's going to take. Like if every time you think, oh, I don't really know much about it, and then you just kind of stop, you never allow your brain creativity time. Your brain needs to practice learning how to be creative and to be vision forward. That's not always a like just a, you know, here's your sprinkle dust. Here you got it. I had to learn how to do that. I'm going to tell you, there was not like I was not sitting around at 250 pounds thinking, oh my gosh, me and my future self, one day we're going to lock horns. This will be so good. Like I didn't do that stuff either. I had to learn how to do all of it. I had to do it when I didn't think I could. I had to prove myself wrong. The biggest thing most of you need to do is if you've got some busted ass thinking, spend more time trying to prove yourself wrong than you do giving up so you can prove yourself right. Either way, you got to prove something. Just choose the right thing to prove. Let's see. Hey, MJ. Y'all are figuring out my central and stuff, my time zones. Let's see. Here we go. Is it normal to bounce from one extreme to the other and back again, sometimes all in the same day? This is, Yes, it's very normal. All that is that your brain is thinking about one thing at one point and then it's thinking about something else at another point. What I would do is when you feel motivated, ask yourself, what are you thinking? And when you're not feeling motivated, ask yourself, what are you thinking? Start writing that stuff down. Once you get your planners, guys, if you want to go ahead and print those thought downloads and model worksheets, even if you don't know how to do the model yet, on those thought download sheets that are in the back of the planner, you could go ahead and start writing those things down so that when you get to those lessons in the no BS, you already have some of that stuff there for you to think about. I'm going to tell you right now, thought downloads and stuff aren't that complicated. You're always thinking. It's just a matter of finding the thought. So you already know that your thoughts are shifting back and forth. So what you could do is just draw a line down the middle of the paper. And one says, when I feel good about losing weight, when I feel scared about losing weight or not so good about losing weight, then each time you catch yourself in that extreme, write down what you're thinking in that moment in those columns so that you can see the stark differences. And then you'll start noticing when I think this way, I tend to feel better. So now I want to practice these thoughts more often. You'll start hearing yourself catch the old thoughts that aren't working for you. And you'll have these written down as a reinforcement is, okay, when I think these, I want to practice thinking these. I want to change the conversation in my head until that is more of the predominant conversation that's going on. Okay, I'm going to call it here. Just so that this one, what I don't want to do is make these so long, because I've already had somebody today ask, can we have 5-minute versions because of Squirrel Brain. That's my, it's my buddy. She has the best stripper name in the world, Karma Body. I just love Karma. So anyway, I'm going to call it here. Guys, have a good Saturday. Or Saturday. Oh my God, it feels like Saturday. Have a good Tuesday. Shit. Chris goes back to work tomorrow. I will be back on schedule once, like, Chris goes back to work will be nice. I mean, I love him being home. Don't get me wrong. But when Logan goes back to school and stuff, I will once again know what day of the week it is again. So anyway, y'all have a good one. Catch Kathy tonight if you can. You'll really enjoy it if you just want to watch or if you actually want to get coached. And otherwise, I'm going to go back to work and figure out some more stuff to organize and stuff for you guys. All right. Bye, y'all.